Since September 11th, New York City's fire department has had to rebuild. 343 firefighters were killed in the collapse of the World Trade Center, and almost 3,500 firefighters have retired since the attack. Hundreds more have gone on medical leave. Reporter Beth Fertig of member station WNYC has this profile of one firefighter who stayed on the job and whose career is thriving.
Food Frank, New York Steve.
You're looking for me?
3,000 miles away from the concrete sidewalks of New York City, Steve Marsar is helping firefighters battle a forest fire in the mountains of Sisters, Oregon.
I just wanted to let you know that Supply does not have any orders going out to either of the spike camps.
Marsar is a 44-year-old captain in the New York City Fire Department. But on this day, he's coordinating food services for a virtual city of tents and trailers created to support 1,000 firefighters at the edge of a burning forest. Marsar is learning how to run logistical operations for a major disaster, skills he can take back to New York City.
And the thinking is there is no team to handle major emergencies, large-scale emergencies on the East Coast of the United States.
After September 11th, New York City's fire department developed a small and highly trained incident management team. Marsar was off duty when the plane struck, but when he heard about the attacks, he went straight to the World Trade Center. He arrived moments after the towers collapsed. Today, he's married to an art director he met through a colleague soon after the tragedy. The couple lives in a house in suburban Long Island, not too far from where he grew up.
Oh, Steve, close that desk drawer. Oh.
Marsar says becoming a captain and joining the incident management team were natural career steps. The fire department lost hundreds of experienced people in the attacks, paving the way for the next generation of leaders. Marsar had already been gearing up for a promotion.
Yeah, I mean, I like trying to get more involved with the fire department as I get higher in the ranks.
His wife, Nancy Stamatopoulos, listens while making dinner. When she hears that statement, she tells her husband he's being characteristically modest.
You know what? No matter whether the opportunities were there or not, you grabbed them. You know, I'm sure the opportunities were there for a lot of guys, and not everybody grabbed them.
There were people who didn't have the opportunity to do the things that I'm doing. You know, some of them because of health effects, some of them psychological effects, some of them just didn't have, they had no interest in it.
About 1,500 firefighters have been treated for respiratory ailments since the September 11th attacks. Thousands more have gone for counseling services. Marsar acknowledges he's been lucky. This year, he and his wife went to a counseling session for emergency responders. They filled out questionnaires and met with someone about the risk of psychological problems.
She said, Steve, I don't know how to say this, but, and she rifled through the papers and she said, you're off the charts.
On paper, they thought Marsar was a ticking time bomb.
I think they weren't sure. They didn't know what to think. Because on paper, they were saying, we have to really watch this guy, you know. And then when they met me, they were like, you're not, who took this? Because they didn't think I was the same person that answered these questions, you know.
Joking aside, Marsar acknowledges he's had a lot to cope with in the past 5 years. He also spent his spare time helping the family of a coworker who died. But he says his work keeps him sane.
I think being busy helps. I think also your outlook, I don't know, because, you know, it's hard to say why does somebody catch a cold and somebody doesn't, and that's the way it is with mental health. All right, now we'll go on to the defibrillator.
In addition to his job as a captain with the FDNY, Marsar volunteers for his local fire department, and he teaches every week at the city's Firefighter Academy.
How do you know if they're doing good CPR?
How can you tell? Chest rises.
Despite the hectic pace of his life, Marsar says not a day goes by when he doesn't think about those who perished on September 11th. He still wears a metal bracelet with the names of his fallen coworkers.
I'm very proud of what the guys in my company did, and you know, I'm proud to have known them. And it's a horrible thing to happen to them, and you know, I don't want other people to forget.
By moving ahead, Marsar believes he's honoring their memory. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.
Steve Marsar is one of several people NPR is profiling whose lives changed on September 11th. You can learn about the others in an audio slideshow at our website, npr.org.